Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 6 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of two books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. 800-531-3815. Toll-free coast to coast. And folks, let me clue you in on something. I'm on the road today and tomorrow and the next day. And so I'm traveling, and that means I'm taking my on-the-road equipment with me, which is just slightly less stable than my broadcast studio equipment. So whenever you're on the road, the good news is I can do this on the road. The bad news is it's a little bit less stable. And so occasionally we get a little drop in the connection. And if that happens, I'll be right back. Just hang on. I might be gone for a little bit, and maybe, like, you know, I'm talking like 5 seconds, 10 seconds. So as I've said before, this is live radio. You get what I get, and I always try to be honest with you about what's going on. So hopefully we won't have any troubles, but if we do, I'll be right here. Adam Thierer is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's an old friend of ours and a long time, actually an original member of our Brain Trust. He's director of telecommunication studies at the Cato Institute, and he's our good friend. Adam, welcome back to the show.
Nice to be back again.
It's good to have you back, and happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you and your listeners.
Yeah. Adam, something happened Monday that was a pretty momentous event. There was a little bit of news coverage, but it was kind of below the radar almost. It was not really all that big a deal, and I think it was a day that really is going to change a lot of things. Tell us about what happened.
Well, basically, on Monday, the FCC finally got around to instituting what is known as number portability. Now, that's a mouthful for what basically means you're going to gain the right to take your phone number with you wherever you go in the future with whatever carrier you choose. So if you go out today and you want to take your current cell phone and cell phone number and transfer it to another cell phone provider, you can do so and keep the same number. Now, importantly, and this is what the big decision was about what happened on Monday, it will also work if you want to take your wireline phone number, your home number, and take it and go to wireless. Now,
that's really the big news, isn't it, Adam?
Yeah, I mean, it really is an amazing development, because now we're talking about giving the consumer the ability to shop around with their phone number, which will make the amount of churn, industry churn, that is customer turnover, much, much, much greater, because consumers in one sense have always been tied to a lot of their carriers simply because they don't want to lose their current phone number. That's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to have to memorize a new number. They don't want to have to give customers or friends a new number. Whatever reason it is, they don't want to switch without taking their number. Well, now they can. And when they do, that's going to likely create a lot more churn in the industry and a lot more competition for the company saying, hey, come over and look at me. I've got a better package for you. Bring your phone number with you, and we'll give you all the rest.
Well, there's no question that in the past, with regard to cell numbers, that I have been, you know, reluctant to change, to even consider a change, because I did not want. I mean, the cell number I have is a strategic number. It's a number that I want to. You know, I want to be able to keep, and it's intuitive, and the people that who know me know it's intuitive, and so I didn't want to lose that number, so I've kind of stayed. Now, I haven't been unhappy with where I am, but I have stayed there for I haven't looked around for that reason.
Right, that's right, and that's the same experience a lot of other consumers have, or a lot of other businessmen have. They don't want to switch because they don't want to lose that number, which they have come to associate with themselves for a very long time. So what in all likelihood is going to happen here, it's very likely, is that we're going to start taking our phone numbers with us from one carrier to another for many, many years, just turning them over again and again. It could become, and this, you know, in a sense, for some people will be kind of disturbing, it could become as common of an identifier of us as our Social Security numbers.
Right.
Now, that sounds crazy, but think about it. I've already had my cell phone number for approximately 7 years. Now, I've always stuck with one provider. I've been fairly happy with that provider. And I've stuck with that wireless number for about 6 or 7 years now. Well, now there's the chance that even if I do get upset with my current provider, I can continue to use that number and take it with me. Well, people have had that phone number in their Rolodexes and in their cell phones for me for years, and they will continue to do so, and I've only memorized that one number and never another. So I can't imagine ever living life without the phone number that I currently have.
I keep thinking of that Steely Dan song, Ricky, Don't Lose That Number.
and Ricky won't lose it now, that's for sure.
There you go. Stand by. Adam Thier, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back with us right after these messages. It's 22. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us.
Gonna take a freight train down at the station.
We're back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Let me remind you, coming up in the hour straight ahead, Joyce Weiss. I promise you that Joyce Weiss was going to be here, and we were going to have a good visit with her, but she's had a little bit of an emergency to come up, so she's not going to be with us. But I'm going to be here, and I've got some things that I want to say. And so it'll just be you and me at the top of the next hour, but don't say you weren't warned. And then after me, at the bottom of the next hour, we'll have Bill Brandt, who's going to join us. He's one of our top marketplace experts. He's going to tell us what's going on out there in the marketplace. We got some good news, some incredible news, some revised news on the third quarter. They keep ratcheting that number up, and so we're going to talk to Bill about that, and that's coming up in the next hour. Right now, we're continuing our visit with Adam Thier, who's Director of Telecommunications Studies at the Cato Institute, and we're talking about the phone number situation. You can now, you know, Adam, I guess we can, when a baby is born, we can issue them their Social Security number and a telephone number, and then keep those two for the rest of their lives.
Well, we hopefully will never do that, but the important distinction to make, of course, is that cell phone numbers are issued by private carriers and Social Security numbers are government required. So, you know, even though I'm saying that we'll likely have phone numbers following us our whole lives, it'll completely be a voluntary thing. We can't dispose of our Social Security numbers.
Well, for now it will be, Adam. I mean, you know the government, they could get into this.
You're playing into my libertarian sensibilities, Jim, and I appreciate that. But
I'm just having a little fun with you, Adam.
Yeah, I know you are, but I don't fear any Big Brother problem here at all. The only problem I think we'll have to fear is as we start to use our cell phone numbers or our single phone numbers more frequently under this new regime, that the telemarketers start to follow us. So a lot of people will probably put their cell phone numbers or whatever new number they have on the do not call list. But it's also always going to be harder for telemarketers to get through a lot of the wireless numbers than it was the home wired numbers for a number of reasons. But we won't go into that. But an important thing to point out here is that this is really going to have profound ramifications for consumers. But I always tell people, you know, listen, there's another side to this story, and that's the side about the businesses and the corporations behind this. We're really going to struggle with this. It's going to be tough for them to make this adjustment. Some of them didn't like it to begin with. It was done fairly rapid, being done on a very rapid schedule. And if you're a shareholder of one of these companies, or if you work for one of these companies, it could be cause for some concern, because this is going to create a real competitive free-for-all in the industry. Mm-hmm. Now, again, that's good for consumers, and I'm willing to praise that. But there are a lot of telecom carriers out there that are really hurting, and we've been through a veritable telecom meltdown in recent years. And this decision is already just going to add fuel to that fire and make it even more difficult for a lot of those carriers to stay afloat.
It's going to make the marketplace more unstable for them, isn't it?
That's exactly right. Because in the old days, you know, the one thing they could count on is at least they controlled the phone numbers. And in many ways, you could look at this decision and say, well, did the FCC and the government even have the right to take away phone numbers from companies and basically give them to customers? A lot of consumers will say, yeah, sure, we should have had those numbers. Well, I don't know about that. I mean, you know, our bank issues us account numbers, but we don't say that's our number forever. You know, we don't have a property right in our bank account number. Our bank account could change. But here we basically said we're giving a property right in our phone numbers to consumers. That's a very profound and interesting development,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to take a toll on some of these carriers. So
Right. The
competitive free-for-all will benefit consumers, but in some ways, in the short term, it could hurt some of the interests of these companies. And, you know, I think they'll weather the storm, and the largest players will make it out just fine. And a lot of them were preparing for this many years ago. But the key shift we have to watch is the shift from wireline to wireless. And this is going to continue to move a lot of people over from the wire side to
yep.
the wireless side and force them
yep.
to cut the cord altogether. That's
a very important
development.
There are a lot of people. Adam, we don't call places anymore. We call people.
Right.
And for the most part. And you know, I know how to get you wherever I need you. I know where you live. I know your cell number. I know your home number. I know your direct number into your office. I have all those things. But I've got four or five numbers. But
right.
But theoretically, right now, especially with this new phone situation, you could pick a number that you wanted to be connected to, keep the phone on your hip, and I'd only have to remember one number.
Right.
And so that's going to simplify things. But there are a lot of people who, especially at home, who have, you know, they got a cell phone laying there that they're paying for, and then they've got a hardwired phone sitting there that they're paying money on. And, it's, you know, they got to be looking at that and saying, now, why do I need to be paying $40 or $50 a month for both of those when I only need one?
That's exactly right, and I'll give you the one good answer to that I can come up with, and it's the reason that I keep one wired phone number in my house, wired phone in my house. It's because it's secure and reliable. I mean, let's face
right.
it, there still is a reliability problem with our wireless phones. There's dropouts. I don't do the radio interviews with you, Jim, on a cell phone. You'd never allow me to
right.
do it because you know we might have static or dropouts.
Right.
And so we do it on hardwired phone systems because we know it's mm-hmm. more reliable. But not every customer, not every consumer needs 99.99999% perfect reliability out of their phone. They're willing
right.
to sacrifice.
Nor do they care about security.
A few drop-offs now and then to basically get the added competition and convenience of having a wireless number they can take anywhere with them.
And they don't need security. You know, basically their heaviest call is talking to Aunt Minnie about Cousin Bob.
Right. Exactly right. So there'll still be a place in this world for hardwired phones. Let's not pretend that they're all going to disappear. However, it's not going to be a world anymore that's ruled by hardwired phones.
Right.
Wireless phones and wireless substitution is the key trend of the telecommunications future. So that's
right.
the way we're looking now.
Stand by, Adam. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Adam Thierer with the Cato Institute. It's 10 till. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Lassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Adam Thierer is our guest. He's Director of Telecommunication Studies at the Cato Institute. Adam, tell us about Cato.
Well, Cato is a nonprofit think tank in Washington, D.C. You can find out more information about Cato at www.cato.org. And on that site, you'll find plenty of information about not only the issues that I talk about on your show, but all of our different analysts cover many, many different issues, everything under the political sun you can imagine. We have some information on our website, again, www.cato.org.
All right, check that out, folks. And it is an outstanding website. There's a lot of information there. Many of the folks at Cato you've heard on the show before, Wayne Cruz, Mike Tanner, and a number of other folks who are members there, who are members of our Brain Trust as well. Okay, Adam, we're talking about the telephone portability ruling that the FCC put into place on Monday. And do you recommend people wait just a little bit before they make the change, just sort of let the bugs work out of the system?
Well, I don't think there are going to be that many bugs in the system. It might take a little while for the change to happen, but the law basically says it's supposed to happen very quickly and that the carriers are supposed to make the requested change within a couple of hours. So
yeah.
This is going to move on a very rapid schedule. Again, it will be tough for some of the carriers to adjust, but a lot of consumers won't really care about that. They'll rush in and say, listen, I want a new phone. You know, give me a new phone. I've got this number I'm bringing from a different carrier. So a lot of those carriers will be waiting with open arms for the new customers, but of course they could be losing their own customers at the same time. So
right.
It's a tough game to be playing. So a lot of consumers are already rushing out there to the stores to make these changes. I don't see any reason to wait if you really want to make a change. But of course, the question is there a real benefit to doing so? That's the key thing. You can now start to maybe shop around and say, call up a few carriers and say, listen, I am about ready to move. I'm tired of my old carrier. What can you offer me? And that's a game people played for many, many years with long-distance service, but now
right.
the name of the game is wireless, and that's where the competitive deals are made to be struck.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's going to happen? Isn't the real play going to be where somebody brings a bundle together, a package together, where they say, look, I'm going to offer you high-speed internet connection. I'm going to offer you long-distance and local calling. And you know,
yep.
all bundled together. However,
Absolutely.
whatever devices you want to use, that could be you know, the internet connection, that could be a cell phone, it could be a hardwire, it could be long distance on any of those. I'm going to offer you all that in one package, and you can keep the number you have. Isn't that going to
Absolutely.
Be what the big marketing play is?
That is exactly right, Jim. That's the name of the game, not just in the future, but probably today in the telecommunications marketplace. It's all about having a bundled branded good. Having a major brand name on top of a very impressive package, your full complete suite of communications and broadband needs. That would include your phone service, your internet connection, your data connections, and anything else you might need. And of course, keep in mind, one thing we haven't mentioned on this interview, we talked about on the last time we were together, is the rise of what's called internet telephony. That is making phone calls
right.
through an internet connection
mm-hmm.
and bypassing traditional types of telephone systems altogether. That's a radical revolution. That's even more revolutionary than mm-hmm. the wireless revolution, because you're
right.
talking about making a phone call through the internet instead of through the traditional telephone system. That means your cable company can all of a sudden become your phone company as well. Now, some people say, I don't need my cable company. No, think about it. Your cable company yeah. already provides you with video programming, and
That's right.
they already lead the broadband race something like 3-1 over the telephone companies. And now
For home connections.
For home connections, that's right.
Uh-huh.
And now they can provide an additional connection for your phone through internet telephony. Now,
and
if they get a
they
wireless...
Can do something- They can do something the telephone companies can't do. They can add movies.
That's right.
And
so you're talking about
and
the perfect
events.
Bundled branded product right there. It's a real
yeah.
killer, you know, threat to a lot of the telephone companies. And
mm-hmm.
then, of course, you've got satellite and wireless companies out there that are partnering with a lot of wireline companies to provide other types of services. So there's a lot of partnerships taking place. There's a lot of bundling of products. What consumers should do, and this is not just average household consumers, but it also includes small businessmen, what they should do is they should start thinking in terms of the complete package. Don't sit
yep.
down and say, here's my bill for just this or that or that. Think about it as one big bundle and say, who's going to give me the best bundle of these services? Go to carriers and say, listen, these are my needs. I need to get
mm-hmm.
these video video feeds into my stores. I need to get this number of lines to have my customer service reps talking on. And I need these broadband connections so that I can run my website for my customers to look at. What kind of deal?
Adam, we're going to have to wrap it up. Great information today. Thank you for helping us sort all this out. You've been a big help today, as always. And
thank you.
We'll see
Anytime.
You next time. Have a great holiday, Adam.
You too. You and your listeners.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.